This is the Sakar Murli of 11th of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, race on the pilgrimage of remembrance, and you will become pure and charitable souls and receive the sovereignty of heaven. Question. What should you understand if you don't experience supersensuous joy in Brahmin life? Answer. One sin or another is definitely being committed in a subtle way. It is when you become body conscious that sins are committed, and it is due to this that you don't experience that happiness. That is why, although you consider yourselves to be gopis and gopis, you have no feeling of supersensuous joy. Some mistake is definitely being made. Therefore, tell the Father the truth and continue to take Srimat. Om Shanti. Incorporeal God speaks. Even though people have given him many names on the path of devotion, incorporeal God is still called Shiva. It is because there are so many names that there is so much expansion. The Father himself comes and tells you, O children, you have been remembering me, your Father, Shiva. You said, O purifier. He must surely just have the one name. There cannot be many names. They say salutations to Shiva, and so that is just the one name, Shiva. The Creator is also only one. If there were many names, people would get confused. For instance, if your name were Pushpa and someone called you Sheila, would you respond? No, you would think that that person was calling someone else. Similarly, he has just one name, but because it is the path of devotion and they have built many temples, they have given him many different names. Otherwise, each one only has one name. You cannot call the river Ganges the river Jamuna. Everything is well known by only one name. That one's name, Shiva, is also well known. Salutations to Shiva has been remembered. They say salutations to the deity Brahma, salutations to the deity Vishnu, and then they say salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva, because he is the highest on high. It is in people's intellects that the incorporeal one is called the highest on high. He only has one name. Brahma is called Brahma and Vishnu is called Vishnu. By giving him many names, people have become confused. Neither do they receive a response, nor do they know his form. The Father only comes to you children and only talks to you. It is said salutations to Shiva, and so the one name is fine. It is also wrong to say Shiva Shankar. The names Shiva and Shankar are different, just as the names Lakshmi and Narayan are different. There they don't call Narayan Lakshmi Narayan. Nowadays people have double names. Deities don't have double names. Radhe's name is different from Krishna's name, whereas people here have double names such as Radhe Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan. The Father sits here and explains that there is only the one Creator and that he only has one name. He has to be known. They say a soul is like a star sparkling in the middle of the forehead, and they also say that each soul is the Supreme Soul, which means that even the Supreme Soul is also a star. It isn't that souls are larger or smaller. These are very simple matters. The Father says, "You used to call out, 'O purifier, come.' However, no one knows how he purifies everyone. They consider the Ganges to be the purifier. Only the one Father is the purifier." The Father says, "I told you earlier too, Man Manabhav, constantly remember me alone. It is just that they changed the names. You children understand that by your remembering the Father, the inheritance is understood. There is then not any need to say Man Manabhav. However, you have completely forgotten the Father and the inheritance. This is why I tell you to remember me, your Father, and the inheritance. The Father is the creator of heaven. Therefore, by remembering the Father, we definitely will receive the sovereignty of heaven. As soon as a son is born, his father says that an heir has come. This isn't said when a daughter is born. All of you souls are sons. It is said that each soul is a star. So how can it be thumb-shaped? Souls are so subtle that they cannot be seen with these eyes. Yes, it is possible to see a soul in a divine vision, because a soul is a subtle thing. In a divine vision, you might see one in the living form, but he would then disappear. You wouldn't receive anything from that, but would just become happy. That is called the temporary happiness of devotion. It is the fruit of devotion. According to the law, those who have performed a lot of devotion will automatically receive the fruit of it through this knowledge. They show Brahma and Vishnu together. Brahma becomes Vishnu, the fruit of devotion. The kingdom is received by the form of Vishnu. You would have had many visions of Vishnu or Sri Krishna. However, it is understood that devotion has been performed with many different names. Visions cannot be called jnana or yoga. They had visions by doing intense devotion. Now, even if you don't have visions, it doesn't matter. Your aim and objective is to change from humans into deities. You become those who belong to the deity religion. However, in order for you to make effort, the Father simply says, "Remove your intellect yoga from everyone else, even from your own bodies, and remember the Father." A lover and beloved would continue to do their work and also have their hearts attached to each other. The Father still says, "Constantly remember me alone." In spite of that, your intellects run in different directions. You now understand that it has taken you one cycle to come down. You come down the ladder from the Golden Age. Little by little, alloy continues to be mixed into you. You change from Sato to Tamo. In order for you to become Sato from Tamo, the Father now makes you take a jump. Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan in a second. You sweetest children have to make effort. The Father continues to give you teachings. Some good, sensible children experience this to be truly very difficult. Some tell Baba everything, whereas others don't tell him anything at all. Tell Baba how your stage is. If you don't remember the Father, how can you receive the inheritance? Some don't remember the father properly and think that they belong to Shiv Baba anyway. By not remembering Baba, you fall. When you constantly remember the father, the alloy is removed. Attention has to be paid. Effort making continues for as long as you have a body. The intellect also says that you repeatedly forget to remember Baba. You attain sovereignty with the power of this yoga. Not everyone can run to the same extent. It isn't the law. In a race, there is always a slight difference. There is number one and then those with plus marks. Here too, this is a race for you children. The main thing is to remember the Father. You understand that you are becoming pure and charitable souls from sinful souls. The Father has given you directions. By committing sin now, it will be multiplied 100 times. There are many who commit sin and don't tell Baba. It then continues to increase and they then fail at the end. They are too embarrassed to tell Baba about it. By not telling the truth, you deceive yourselves. Some are afraid about what Baba would say if he heard something about them. Some come to tell Baba about even a little mistake that they make. Baba tells them that good children also make big mistakes. Maya will not let go of even good Maharatis. Maya puts strong ones into a spin. You have to be courageous about this. Falsehood cannot continue. By telling the truth, you will become light. No matter how much Baba explains, something or other always continues to happen. There are so many different types of situations that happen. Now that you are to claim the kingdom from the Father says, remove your intellects from everywhere else. You children have now received this knowledge. 5,000 years ago, Bharat was heaven. You now know about your births. Some children are born with physical disabilities. People are people. The Father explains, firstly, remain pure. Secondly, don't tell lies or commit sin. Otherwise, there will be a great loss. Look, there was someone who made a small mistake and immediately came to Baba and said, Baba, please forgive me. I will never do it again. Baba said, many make such mistakes. You are telling the truth, whereas some don't even tell Baba about it. Some daughters are first class. Their intellects are never pulled anywhere. For instance, Dr. Nirmala in Bombay is number one. She has a very clean heart. She never has any wrong thoughts in her heart. This is why she is seated in Baba's heart. There are also other daughters like her. The Father says, simply remember the Father with an honest heart. Actions have to be performed. Your intellects have to be connected in yoga to the Father. Your hands can be busy working, but let your hearts be with the Beloved. This is the stage at the end of which it is remembered. If you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis who attained this stage. Those who commit sin cannot have this stage. Baba understands everything very clearly, and this is why the fruit of good and bad actions is received, even on the path of devotion. It is the Father who gives this. Those who cause others sorrow will definitely experience sorrow. Whatever actions someone performs, he has to suffer for them. Here the Father himself is present and continues to explain to you. Nevertheless, he is the government. Dharamraj is with me. Don't hide anything from me at this time. Don't think Baba knows everything. I can ask Shiv Baba for forgiveness in my heart. Nothing is forgiven in that way. No one's sins can remain hidden. By committing sin, souls become sinful souls day by day. If it is not in their fortune, this is what continues to happen. Their register is spoilt. Once someone tells a lie and doesn't tell the truth, it is understood that that one will do it all the time. Falsehood cannot remain hidden. Nevertheless, the Father continues to explain to you, children. It is said those who steal a straw can steal anything. This is why you have to tell Baba about the wrong thing you did. When Baba asks you, you yourself say, "Yes, I did make that mistake." So why don't you tell Baba of your own accord? Baba knows that some children hide many things. When you tell Baba about them, you can receive Srimad. Whenever you receive a letter from someone, ask Baba what response you should give. By telling Baba about it, you will receive Srimad. Many have bad habits, and so they hide them. Some receive things from their worldly home. Baba says, if Baba says you can wear it, then Baba is responsible. Seeing their stage, Baba sometimes tells them to send whatever they have received to the Yajna. It is fine if it is exchanged with something from the Yajna for you. Otherwise, you would keep remembering it. Baba makes you very cautious. The path is very high. Advice has to be taken from the surgeon at every step. Baba only advises you about what to write in your letters so that the arrow can strike the target. However, many have a lot of body consciousness. By not following Srimat, they spoil their accounts. By your following Srimat, there is benefit in every situation. This path is so easy. Just by remembering Baba, you become the masters of the world. Baba tells the old mothers, simply remember the Father and the inheritance. Those who don't create subjects can't become a king or a queen. Nevertheless, at least they can claim a higher status than those who hide things. It is the Father's duty to explain to you, so that none of you can say that you weren't told about it. Baba gives you directions for everything. Instantly tell Baba about any mistake you make. It doesn't matter, but don't do it again. There is no question of being afraid about this. Everything is explained to you with love. There is benefit in telling the Father about it. The Father will give you a lot of love and explain with love. Otherwise, you will fall from the heart completely. If you fall from this one's heart, you also fall from Shiv Baba's heart. Don't think that you can take directly from Shiv Baba. Nothing will happen like that. The more you are told to remember the Father, the more your intellects run outside. The Father sits here and explains all of these things directly. Later, scriptures are created from this. The Gita is the most elevated scripture of Bharat. It is remembered that the Gita, spoken by God, is the jewel of all scriptures. All the other religions come later. The Gita is the mother and father. All the rest are its children. God speaks is only said in the Gita. Sri Krishna is said to be part of the deity community. Only Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are called deities. God is still higher than the deities. It was Shiva who created Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. This is absolutely clear. Establishment takes place through Brahma. It is never said establishment through Sri Krishna. They have shown the form of Brahma. Establishment of what? The land of Vishnu. This picture should be imprinted on your hearts. We claim our inheritance from Shiv Baba through this one. We cannot receive the grandfather's inheritance without the father. Tell everyone you meet that the father says, constantly remember me alone. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. The destination is very high. Therefore take advice from the surgeon at every step. Only in following Srimat is there benefit. Don't hide anything from the Father. 2. Remove your intellect yoga from your own body and bodily beings and connect it to the Father. Even while performing actions, make effort to stay in remembrance of the One Father. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of the reward of effort by constantly having a constant and perfect mood. Bapdada observes from the subtle region that the mood of some children changes a lot. Sometimes they have a surprised mood, sometimes a mood of question marks, sometimes a mood of confusion. Sometimes they are in a swing of tension, and sometimes a swing of paying attention. However, the confluence age is the age of experiencing the reward, not the effort, and so the father's virtues are the children's. The father's stage is the children's stage. This is the reward of the confluence age. So constantly have a constant and perfect mood, and you will be said to be equal to the Father, that is, an embodiment of the reward. Slogan: keep the hand of your intellect in Bapdada's hand, and you will not shake in any ocean of tests. Aviat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. The first sign of being faithful is to follow Srimat accurately at every second and at every step. To become an accurate idol means to be hammered. It is only by it being hammered with a hammer that it is made accurately. All of you have become experienced in being hammered. It is nothing new. It feels like a game that you continue to watch and smile at and give blessings. A hero actor is one who plays his part accurately. A soul whose intellect has faith and who is carefree. Om Shanti. Note. Today it is the day of remembrance of our sweet daddy Gulzarji, the light of Babdada's eyes, the one who sat Babdada on her heart throne. Let all of us, brothers and sisters, who are the decoration of the Brahmin clan, have a pure thought to give Avyakt Babdada a return of the sustenance we have received from him. Dadiji took every step accurately, according to Srimat, and with her smiling face always gave blessings to everyone, and also received blessings, and played her part accurately. Let us follow her footsteps and offer our loving tribute to Dadiji. This is a true tribute to Daddy Gulzarji. Om Shanti.